and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I would like to say a special good morning from my friend, Mr. Tony Seymour. Good morning, pretty blue eyes. You're on the clock with Erin Green, and this morning we're telling a story through songs with my special guest, Miss Princess Pratt, world-renowned, international award-winning storyteller. So we start today's story about a man with love for a woman with pretty blue eyes. Good morning, Tony Seymour. It is Friday, the 19th of November, 2021, and this is Culture Fridays. So before we dive into the show, I got a couple of housekeeping notes. It's International Men's Day today. So if you see me in my RBDF shirt, just know I am about the serious business of catching man. If you don't want to get catch, very simple. Please don't catch me, Miss Green. I am a loving, loving woman. I will not catch anybody who don't want to get catch. But if you want to get catch, just give me the signal when you see me. It's basically caw, caw. Happy International Men's Day. The most important thing is for men to know that they are wanted. We don't just need you. We want you too. We don't just call you when we need man to change tire or lift couch. We call you when we want you to come entertain us with your corny joke, or to come cook some for us, or to come laugh at us while you're washing our clothes, because you know women don't like to wash clothes. There's some beautiful brothers out there. Happy International Men's Day. I just want to say happy birthday to a whole bunch of people. First of all, to my little cousin, Taya Mitchell. You've been far from us for a long time, but it's okay. We still know where you is. Happy birthday, little cousin. I want to say happy birthday to another storyteller and colleague of mine at The Spot 242, a Thought Catcher Productions, a.k.a. The Spot, Candy Rigby. Good morning and happy birthday. Candy Rigby is one of the best commercials in the country. I can't even remember what the company called, but what they do is they wrinkle ya, crinkle ya, and sprinkle ya. Right? She's great. Good morning, Candy Rigby. Also, good morning and happy birthday to Kenny White, to Daryl Phillip, and to Deidre Wong. And if I miss your birthday today, it's because I didn't know, because you didn't call me and tell me there was going to be cake. And so it's your fault I miss your birthday this morning. On another note, tonight is the 9th Annual Critical Caribbean Symposium. Celebrate the intellectual legacy of Sylvia Winter. The event is hosted by English Studies and the College of Liberal Arts, UB. It's this morning, 10 a.m. to 1:30. Are you ready? Meeting ID 938-7869-167. And y'all don't wait for me. As soon as I finish with this show, I'm going to find me a Zoom link. That's the 9th Annual Critical Caribbean Symposium celebrating the cultural and intellectual legacy of Sylvia Winter. I was going to tell that story in a whole different way.
You would have had people logging on tonight.
Yeah, because the symposium is an evening song, right? It ain't a daytime song, but this should be great. And there's a lot of time for a lot of discussion. And then remember, next week, Friday the 26th, is an evening of poetry featuring two of our very own storytellers, Pat Ramming and I shall allow it to ramming. Good morning. My last good morning, I lied. Two more good mornings I have. I'd like to say the driver who overtook us on Bay Street, directly opposite the Hilton. Oh, man, it's not really you. You just like the lead-in. I want to say good morning to the police officer that hailed you. A smile on that police officer's face. I almost mad at you for overtaking us, you know, in a busy road, busy, you know, thoroughfare opposite the hotel and the embassy. I almost mad at you for overtaking us. I put on that police officer face this morning. Almost made me forget the fact that you were driving recklessly and dangerously and endangering lives and everything. But good morning to both of you. The last note to the FNM leadership race. I want to say good morning to Iram Lewis, Michael Pintard, and Kwesi Thompson. I think the nomination, I can't believe it's closed, though, because I haven't heard the announcement of any women candidates being nominated for leadership in the FNM. So I just can't believe it's closed. But I want to say to you three fine gentlemen, it seems you're focused on proving you can lead a party when day after day you've been met with opportunities to prove you can lead the country. You do not have to be in power or in leadership to make real changes, gentlemen. Anyway, good morning and welcome to Culture Friday on the clock with Erin Green. And good morning to my guest, Princess Pratt. How are you?
Good morning, Erin. And good morning on the clock. I usually need a little time to warm up in the morning. But
yeah, yeah.
I good.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing with the changing of time, right? You get sunlight a lot earlier.
And since the time has changed, you know, I've been up much earlier than I'm just working out, so I ain't gonna complain.
See, I read this collection of essays on plants a few years ago, and it had an essay by George Washington Carver in it, the African-American inventor, came up with hundreds and hundreds of ideas and inventions. And he said that he would get up every morning at 4 o'clock, and by 4:30, communing and talking to the plants. Mm-hmm. And I imagine that it's in that space that he's able to connect to a higher power.
Yeah, I just gonna say, I remember waking up 4 o'clock every morning with my granddaddy and my grammy and the entire family to pray, right? Yeah. So it's no different what he's doing. He's just going to commune with his plants and commune with God and have devotion and meditation.
Is that when the stories, the ideas come to you?
They say. Yeah. That's what they say, that they come early in the morning or late at night. Well, I'm a night person. Mm-hmm. So my ideas come at any time, though. You know, my ideas don't have a time limit. They could come to me at any time.
Nice. Now, I am an improv political satirist, right? And I perform with the Sport 242 Thought Catcher Productions. And so, while I was in the troupe, I spend all time practicing. You're always practicing because it's improv. Mm-hmm. And so any moment could create a story. Mm-hmm. And so I was always on. And I know people look at me like, she always cracking jokes, mm-hmm. she always saying something. But the story could come up at any point in time. Mm-hmm. And you got to be prepared to see it mm-hmm. and capture it mm-hmm. and then turn it into your own story. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to not ask you to introduce yourself, but to ask you to tell us your story in brief, your personal story.
Oh, I know if we get it. I don't know if we have the time for that, but my personal story in brief is I'm a storyteller. I'm a creative artist. Initially, I didn't set out to be, but growing up, I was immersed in performing arts. I was immersed in choral speaking and dancing, and I grew up with a family of storytellers. I grew up with a family of storytellers. I'm a descendant of the great storytelling island of Cat Island.
See, there you go. So, and maybe I have a question about the rules of storytelling. I have a feeling that you have to be related to somebody from Cat Island.
I think you gotta have like one drop of Cat Island in your blood in order to be a good storyteller, right?
Okay.
But my grandfather was a good storyteller and orator, the late great Senator Berlin Pratt. My cousin Fuzzy Pratt, you know, I grew up hearing them share stories, and I was just always passionate about it. Now, on the flip side, I am of Jamaican descent as well. My mom is a Jamaican. And so Jamaican culture was very much alive in my household. So I grew up watching Miss Lou, you know, and seeing her tell her stories and being fascinated by that. And then, of course, I grew up watching Kayla Lockhart Edwards and being fascinated by that, too, but not thinking that this was something that I would follow as a career path or this was something that I would end up doing eventually. Long story short and condensed, maybe about 5-6 years ago, I became a co-founder of the band called Ubuntu.
Right.
We are a group of percussionists.
I'd like to say storytelling through drums.
Ah, we tell stories through drums. And a part of our repertoire in, you know, engaging people with the culture was to bring storytelling to the mix. And I thought, okay, maybe I'd just read some old Bahamian folk stories. And in reading old Bahamian folk stories, like, I got the feeling to want to create my own stories, because in reading a lot of those stories from yesteryear, most of the kids today can't really relate to those stories, right? As well as I can't read some of those stories to children because they're so dark, right?
Right.
And so I just got into storytelling, sharing stories, trying to engage children and engage their imaginations. I used to do storytelling once a month every Saturday at Gypsy Books and Teas that used to be on Parliament Street. And then I started getting invited to schools. Schools started hitting me up to come to their assemblies to bring storytelling. So I started doing that. And then I also had an after-school program going at St. John's College with some, I think my youngest student might have been in grade two.
Oh,
right?
Wow, nice.
Yeah, from second grade to fifth grade. And we would meet every Wednesday and, you know, explore Bahamian folklore. I would teach them how to write folk stories. And so that's kind of like a bit of my story, because I was actually leaning more on the poetry and spoken word side, right? Did a lot of work in that. But in looking at the stories and how we tell stories and what stories need to be told, I felt like I had a greater responsibility to deliver my art through storytelling, right? And to just change the scope of how we tell stories, because right now, we tell stories for entertainment mostly, but when we look around us, we have so much social issues going on. And when we look at who storytellers are, they're not just somebody sitting down telling you a story to make you feel good. Yeah. You know, a storyteller actually shapes your mind. A storyteller shapes your view of the world. So in essence, a storyteller is a social scientist and a psychoanalyst. Mm-hmm. So how can I shape the minds of the future generations coming up by telling them more healthier stories that they could relate to and they could actually learn from?
Absolutely. April, I don't know if we're ready for a break, but let's go on the second part. Let's play that second song.
All right.
See, because Tony did meet one pretty girl, but Mama say, ain't no raking and scraping
in here.
Ain't no
raking and scraping going on in here. Shout out to my good cousin them, the Lassie Doe Boys.
They Cat Island Boy
they
them too.
They Cat Island Boy
Look
them too.
Look at the storytellers.
Okay? My good cousin Paul Pratt, who always reminds me, where there's no Pratt, the people shall perish.
There you go. What a story. Anyway, guys, we got to go to the break. We all listen to this because Mama got an important message in this story. We'll be right back. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Yeah, the neighbors screaming, shout. As soon as Mama got to the door, then around I said, the rigging and scraping on B-back after four. Rock on the walls day after night. Say, fellas, all we got is that. Not knowing what Mama had in mind. Mama don't want no rigging and scraping in here. Mama don't want no rigging and scraping in here. We don't care what Mama don't like, no rigging and scraping anyhow. Mama don't like no rigging and scraping in here.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock with Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
At a time when jobs are hard to find, crime is a concern, and Bahamians are uncertain about the future of the country, there is one paper you can rely on as your source of news and commentary. The Nassau Guardian delves deeper into the issues. We ask the tough questions. We tell your stories. If you haven't already, pick up a copy today. The Nassau Guardian. News and views that matter since 1844.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I did she one time or another, now she says she gonna be a mother. Her father come to straighten the thing, that's when the wedding bells start to ring. Here comes the bride, here comes the bride. If you're old enough to do this to me, Nelly, you're old enough to marry she. My son, don't try to run, 'cause I ain't gonna miss with this shotgun.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. It is Friday the 19th of November and you are on the clock with Erin Green and my special guest, Princess Pratt. And we have to make mention of the fact that today is the anniversary
of Ronnie Butler's death.
Yes, of Ronnie Butler's death. And I wish I could have I should have just keep the whole show with just Ronnie Butler, but then we'd all been here and here crying and unable to catch ourselves. But that message, see, that song by Ronnie Butler, whether he wrote it or not, right? Him singing it is important, too.
Long live the great ancestor, Ronnie Butler.
Absolutely. That song is another story that we should never have stopped telling. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying that we should be promoting violence, and I'm not saying that young men should be treated in that way, like we should chase after them with shotguns, because that is sort of plantation mentality. But the message in that song is that you as a young man have to be prepared to live up to your responsibilities or die. Mm-hmm. Whether you die physically or psychologically or emotionally, a death will occur in your family. And when I say family, I mean yourself, mm-hmm. all of the parts of yourself, right? So, Princess, I'm going to read this text, and then we're going to go to this call quickly, and then we're going to talk about the two projects that you've been in recently. So the text say, good morning, Ms. Green and guests. Your guest caused me to squawk out loud in the office just now. Where there is no Pratt,
the people will perish.
The people perish. Well, wait, man. I weak. That's a good one. Thanks. That is a good one. Like I tell you, I got a neighbor by the name of Pratt, and when I tell him that, he ain't going to never stop telling me that back. But look here, we got a call on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Quality days is this dark in the voice along with you and your guest, Pretty Eye Aaron Green.
Good morning, Brayman.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm holding, thank God. I have, first I want to say, I don't believe in any stories when it has violence in it, or songs, or myths. Now, I want to ask the lady, Miss Pratt, what percentage of your stories has myths in it?
Which percentage of my stories have myth in it?
Yeah, well, in them.
Well, I like to write fiction stories. I like to write fiction stories.
Fiction?
So a lot of my fiction stories would be my new created mythologies, my new myths. But I wouldn't say a big percent, because some of the stories that I've been focusing on more recently have more historical references to them as opposed to myths.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now,
okay, bye, Aaron.
Thank you. You have a
by the way, Aaron.
Yes.
Which Aaron, which areas you walk in to make sure you somebody be caught by you?
Oh, look here. Listen, if you're trying to get caught by me today, trust me, be in the east on the foreshore area. And you could be close to Montague, you know, but just know I could swim. If you jump in, I could swim.
You can swim.
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, if you see me, if you see me, just say, "Hey, Brayman, this is Aaron Pretty Ice Cream."
So you know I come in.
You know that.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful weekend, Brayman.
You're the same. Thank you.
So, now I have a copy of An Evening in Guanima by Patricia Glinton McCullis, right? And the first phrase that popped out to me when I was reading it is talking old story and an old talk, right? Are there rules to storytelling? Like, are there Bahamian-specific, Caribbean-specific rules? But are there rules to storytelling that you have to maintain? Like, is there a framework that you have to maintain for it to be a Bahamian story? So I know we could make new stories, right? I just make them all the time. Look how I can go married one man this weekend and make one story. But are there rules, like the opening, the closing, things like that?
Rules are a slippery slope, but there are rules because we still need to maintain an order and a structure. You know, you don't want your story, you don't want to have a story that people can't follow, that they can't be engaged by.
Right.
As far as storytelling is concerned in the Caribbean and the Bahamas, the storytelling would come under like our oral literature's history, right? And in oral literatures, we have storytelling, we have ring play, we have proverbs and sayings, we have rhymes and chants. Now, with storytelling, the only formula that I know is that we call it a bonde, right? And what it is the story is supposed to have an opening and a closing. So we know that our openings usually are once upon a time is the good old time, and the monkey chewed tobacco and he spit white lime, right? But if you ask a regular person what that mean, what does it mean for a monkey to chew tobacco and spit white lime?
They're looking at that mean the monkey's smarter than you and he can swing you. That's what that means.
But the average person doesn't know that, right?
Yeah.
And then we have a closing is Eban Bo Ben. Now this story comes to an end. So that's reminiscent of a chant.
Eban Bo Ben. Compared to a closing that Patricia Glinton McCullis notes in her book, they lived in peace and died in peace.
And live in a part of Blue Whale, Greece. Yeah. Right? That's also a closing. But once your story has an opening and then you have your story arc, you have your closing. Now, I would say to a storyteller or a writer that you can use your own creative license to open your story the way you see fit and to close it the way you see fit. So my opening is maturing. You know, adults and elders too. I get one story here I cook up just for you. So get around and grab yourself a seat because this story about to be juicy like okra soup with plenty, plenty meat.
That's nice.
So that's my opening.
Because
right?
Now my closing is at the beginning you had a hunch, but now you know dog eat your lunch. That's my new closing.
I like that.
All right.
So I tend to switch my closings up a bit too. Like I would say, Eban Bo Ben, this story has come to an end. If you were here again, you better go call all your friends, right? You know, just something nice and catchy and simple.
Now look here, I want to say this. Young people deserve this. This is a part of them, right? And so I say it in this way, is if we force the children to stick to some strict standard, right? Like to just you have to do it the way we did it and don't give them room to breathe and expand the art form. They just can put it down and shove it in the closet.
You're stagnating their innovation. You're not giving them any type of room to be creative or innovative at all.
Because look here, you got by them like Shad Fur, you got by them like... Yeah, Solo Maid, mm-hmm. you got Bahamian Trey, you mm-hmm. got a whole bunch, and you got young women artists out there who are creative enough and funny mm-hmm. as well as creative. Mm-hmm. That to be, they could be expanding. So I was telling you earlier, last week I played a version of George Simonet's Don't Touch My Tomato, which mm-hmm. is an electronic version. And I is bugged because young Bahamians should have been doing, that. And they don't know, and they should have been doing it. Right? It's their story to tell, not some foreigner's story to tell. Mm-hmm. But we've closed them off
from the stories.
Right. We can't tolerate their resistance to it, mm-hmm. as opposed to understand that we need to sit with their resistance to it. That's the fire that burns and compels us to continue making connections with them, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's me getting a little old-headed up in there. I got another text here, says, Miss Green, I have some prats live next door to me, too blessed, but I don't know that for sure. But the prats are blessed. Mm-hmm. For wherever they from, Long Island, Cat Island, good people.
Long Island, Cat Island, Andros, Turks, and Caicos, originally from Demerara, Guyana. And the migration came to the Bahamas, and the split happened. Some went to Turks, Cat Island, Andros.
Okay.
Luthra.
Let me tell the people how to call into the conversation, and then we're going to get back to that, because I fascinated just now. Listen, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line at 422-GR96. That's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC. You can call us at 323-6232. 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Remember, you can listen on Bahamas Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or Flow Channel 612, or you can download the Guardian Radio app and listen to our audio feed or watch us right there on the app. Okay, so you did say something just now. The prats came from all over the place and mm-hmm. the migration. Mm-hmm. How important is it? Like, maybe the storytelling has diminished because our connection to our ancestors has diminished, uh-huh. right? And maybe that's why the wow. Tell me how much of that is true, that your connection to your history and your ancestry is important to be a good storyteller.
It is. It is, because what happens is when we lose that connection, we lose those stories, we lose our sense of self.
Yeah.
So that connection to our ancestors and those stories that they tell, they form parts of our identity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always like to say, here in the Bahamas, we are facing a big identity crisis. We don't know who we are as a people. That's because we've been so disconnected from those stories who told us who we were.
Yeah.
Right? We've been taught new stories for us to envisage a new being for us, but that's not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, there has to be a connection to the past.
It has to be a connection
even
to the past.
Even if you're changing yourself. Yeah.
And look at what's happening now. We're losing most of our elders, so we're losing a lot of those stories.
Right, listen. So a quick note, then we can play another song. I'm an advocate, a strong, strong advocate for medicinal cannabis therapies.
So am I.
Particularly for late-stage chronic diseases and terminal illnesses, right? Because when our elders in their last days are hopped up on morphine and these heavy, heavy prescribed pharmaceuticals, it renders them unable to talk and commune.
Mm-hmm.
And Bahamian culture, we like to hold story
mm-hmm.
till the end.
Mm-hmm. Carry it to the grave.
Right, so a lot of our elders end up carrying it to the grave because in that moment when they would give it up, release it,
mm-hmm.
they are unable to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But a cannabis therapy could provide the same or relatively the same pain therapy
mm-hmm.
without rendering the patient unconscious, basically,
mm-hmm.
allowing us to capture these stories
mm-hmm.
before they pass, mm-hmm. you know, with the holders.
But if I could just interject
yeah.
and add something there, too, because, you know, we're a bush medicine culture, too, and There are so many medicinal plants here that we don't fully explore, that we'll just use for ornamental purposes. I'd like to add that a passion flower, because it's a nervine, can even aid in that, as well as when we look at the metaphysical property of the passion flower, it helps us to tap into higher realms of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So now if we want to go otherworldly, that ancestor who perhaps we didn't get to make a physical connection to in real life when they pass on, you know, we could be able to inherit their stories through dreams,
mm-hmm.
because that's another form of storytelling.
And listen, so passion.
Same story and dream.
Passion flower, passion fruit plant,
mm-hmm.
passion fruit flower, leaves.
The leaves, all of it is fruit, a nervine.
The shell, if you
mm-hmm.
boil it,
mm-hmm.
non-narcotic treatment or
uh-huh.
sedative treatment for insomnia and rendering one in a calm place.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. Caller, you're on the clock. You got 30 seconds because we get played.
Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Sparky. How you doing?
Good morning, ma'am. Can I hold? The neighbor just told me you're going to break.
Yeah, okay. Cool. We go to a break.
I'll hold.
Thank you, sir. April, play that song for us to take us out on the break.
Oh, I still love that right?
Yeah, man.
This time it's go fast, boy, so when we come back.
Right. Mary, just one gal, that's true, but she big enough to be a zoo, and it's a sin what she would do in a barroom fight. You better run, Corporal Turner, run. Send for the man of war, tell them bring their gun. People used to say, Jack Turner don't play, he break your head for fun. But when Ben come, woman, catch a fire, even the devil run.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costright, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Although persons of any age can get ill from COVID-19, older adults and persons who have underlying medical conditions, such as non-communicable diseases, are at higher risk for severe illness and even death. These illnesses include hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic respiratory disease, chronic kidney disease, cancer, and obesity. If you are at higher risk for serious illness due to your age or health condition, practice these life-saving precautions. 1. Take your medication and follow medical advice. 2. Secure a 1-month supply of medication or longer if possible. 3. Keep a distance of at least 6 feet from others. 4. Wear a mask if you are coughing or sneezing or in public. 5. Wash your hands often with soap and water, or use an alcohol-based sanitizer. 6. Eat healthy meals which include a variety of fruits and vegetables. 7. Keep physically active and get enough rest. 8. Quit smoking and stay away from anyone who is smoking. 9. Avoid using alcohol or drugs. And 10. Talk to others about how you are feeling. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle can boost your immunity and help prevent you from becoming seriously ill.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Just 25, she was a nice little wife. She was just 2 years younger than me. She was so full with enjoyment. She liked to have lots of fun. And sometimes she goes on a spree. Now she left me behind with 8 babies to mind and the house in good order to keep. Why she went to sporting and having a fine time. I had to rock those eight babies to sleep. Singing I.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. That song just now was Eight Babies by George Simonette. And the song on the other side of the break was Baintown Woman by Pat Ramming. I hope you all hearing this story unfold in front of you. Tony met the girl with the pretty blue eyes. The Lassie Doughboys didn't listen when Mama said no raking and scraping and in here. Ronnie Butler say, boy, y'all wasn't listening. Now it's time for that shotgun wedding. The marriage happened. Somebody realized they married a Baintown woman. And now they home minding their eight babies and keeping the house. The importance of storytelling, my people. Well, Princess, we're going to go to Sparky. We're going to read a couple of texts, and then we're going to talk about the Sound Splash competition that you're in, and then this new short film that you're in.
Okay.
You have to talk about them.
Okay.
Sparky, you're on the clock.
Yes, one of these times. Y'all go also mess with the garden. I tell y'all, don't mess with the garden, you know.
Well, look here, I may be the garden. I with you.
It's a good thing, Wally. It's a good thing, April. Don't cut you. So if I get cut this morning, that'd be you, Miss Green, if I get cut. Because April don't cut you like Wally does.
I mean, it could be the garden.
And remember, this corner here, just reserved for bad boys and bad girls.
Ah!
You remember that corner where the devil put you in the tree?
Yeah.
You know that corner, right?
Yeah. No, I don't know that corner because
you know the corner.
I know rude gal.
Right opposite Nassau Motors on Cheney Street.
Okay.
Yeah, but that one reserved for bad boys and bad girls.
What?
You don't know? Yeah, man, that's all.
Rude boy.
That's my old man too.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah.
Hello, this corner we say for bad boys and bad girls. Now I can tell you this, Marky, one of these days I go wake up and I go in down in Chippendale where I was born. And then I can walk from Chippendale to Andy's Edition in West Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lock in there. Valentine Graham used to live in Ali Nash and all of them and Mother Pratt. And I can go down there and spend one day in West Street. And then I can jump across the wall to the Eastern Position where Mother Taylor used to live. Right opposite above one of them.
Okay.
And I can jump across the wall. And then I go down to East Avenue, settle in. Where Rosie Cadet them is and Cleco Budden. Because I got to ask them, see, y'all know how to read these books and write these books because y'all been off to that college. I been to D. Gumbanai. I got out to work. But I want somebody to write one story for me because I know how to tell it because I got history.
But this
history
is it, Sparky?
My best subject in school. It's his story. That's my story. But I don't know how to write the book. And I hear you're the two little young children and they're talking about Tony Seymour but pretty blue eyes. But you know what a lemon tree was?
No.
You know where the You know where the Yellow Boy Club was?
No, let me tell you my story. Corinne Mitchell wouldn't even let me off the side porch on East Street opposite the barracks. Yeah, she wouldn't even let me off the side porch.
I know your people, you know.
Yes, sir.
Right next to Russell Dead.
Yes, sir.
You see, I know where the cabbage patch was, and I know where the dog all that place was, you know.
Now, Sparky, I got to cut you now.
No, but see, don't cut me yet, because see, I want you to tell me if I can find somebody write one book, and I want to tell the story about the Wally boys and how my mother gave them the first 16 pounds to start the Wally Boy Jungle Group, and they honored my mother yet.
Sparky, I'm going to find the writer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm going to let you go now. Sparky going to cut himself. Sparky, I can let you go now, but I am going to find the writer for you because I agree.
Mm-hmm.
You have the stories and you teasing us young people and you charming us young people. I got another neighbor. He's telling the most fabulous stories when he's growing up in the Bahamas and growing up in Jamaica. Y'all have done us young people a disservice. I mean, partially is working hard and trying to build a country, right? Even the people who moved out of their communities and ended up creating a vacuum that was filled by other cultures, those people were still working hard to build a country, right? But y'all owe us a story time. And y'all owe us a story time where you get excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You make the little children feel excited because, man, Sparky, you make me smile with just your story just now. Okay, Princess, let's go through some of these texts, and then you're going to tell us about these events.
Okay.
First text, good morning, Ms. Green. What's the name of your guest? I feel a connection to her.
Oh, my name is Princess Pratt, and thank you. I'm glad that you could feel me.
Right, Bahamian, Jamaican, Cat Island.
Right? Cat Island and Ragged Island.
And Ragged Island. There you go. Another text, say, morning. Is this the lady drummer in the quartet drumming group? No matter, I appreciate her creative way of thinking.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, this is the sole woman drummer in Ubuntu.
Ubuntu is the name of the group. Great show as usual. Could I interject and join the conversation? A marijuana-infused guava duff will cure a lot of mental problems. Not yet scientifically proven, but I'm sure that will be powerful.
Yeah.
A great show as usual. Question, would a shotgun wedding work in today's society, and how effective would it be to the family structure?
Plenty shotgun weddings never stopped happening. They still happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a part of our culture.
I think the problem is that we're not talking about them and the dynamics that lead to shotgun. Because you need to prepare your young people so they could avoid that.
Having shotgun weddings, yes.
Another text quickly. Tell Princess the magic man says, keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you, magic man. That's Ed Worley.
Ah, that's right. That's our balloon guy.
My good classmate.
Yeah, he's a storyteller too. Man, I remember when he did his own version of, is it The Devil Went Down to Bryland? Because you know he had the Bahamian it up. But good morning, our friend. I'm glad to see her doing her thing as a fellow entertainer. Good stuff. Another text. Hi, Erin. Love how you are able to bring such awareness to our rich culture. Side note, I always wondered why the storytelling hut on Arawaki isn't used just for that. Storytelling. Every weekend we can feature an older one who live among us to tell us their story. We can encourage parents to take their children to listen firsthand. Make it a weekly weekend event. Remember when we used to sit at the feet of our grandparents as they sat in their rocking chairs, sharing with us their childhood stories. We need to go back to those good old innocent days. Well, not necessarily innocent, you know, but the storytelling sometimes is a cautionary tale that prepared you and kept you safe in a not so innocent world. But listen, it should be a part of tourism, without a doubt. Last text, I knew some brothers from Rockers, Cat Island, and artists. Arthur's Town, Cat Island, Lamb Smoky on Cam. That's some, y'all got some Cat Island lingo.
I know a cousin Smoky from Cat Island who is now deceased, who was from Arthur's Town. But I don't know what that person is getting at.
That's a Cat Island magic. Yeah, I believe you're trying to cast a spell on me, Princess, to protect these men out here. Y'all think I forget I'm supposed to be catching man today? They say you... Okay, the text says, Miss Green, they say you have the most beautiful eyes, but this lady has the most loveliest voice I have ever heard.
Oh, and thank you.
And she needs to be on the national stage. So she can tell stories for everyone to hear.
Well, I am. I was just recently featured on ZNS during the the National Heroes Day weekend.
Awesome.
It was a production that was co-curated by Heather Thompson, who is watching now in the Bel Canto Singers.
Okay.
Right? And so I told a story there, and it was aired on ZNS on cable 12, and it's also on YouTube. So if they were to go on YouTube and look for Discovering Our Unsung Heroes by the Bel Canto Singers, they'll be able to see that production and see my storytelling, as well as I'm on YouTube. You can look for Sensually, Spiritually, Culturally Me, and I have some of my stories up there on my channel that you can go ahead and watch.
So where do I find your 5-minute original story, A Nancy and the Silk Cotton Tree, that you were not just selected, invited to read at the closing gala of the A Nancy Sound Splash Storytelling Conference and Festival. Dear Ministry of Tourism, you hear that? Conference and festival.
That's been going on for about, I think this is the 12th iteration. It's 12th year. Okay. But you can find that story on YouTube, right? All right. That is on YouTube, on my channel, as well as you can look for the Caribbean Freedom Fighters YouTube channel. And the Caribbean Freedom Fighters is a network of storytellers from all over the globe. Most of us are, of course, from the diaspora, from the Caribbean. Yeah. And some of us live in other parts of the world, London, the UK, I mean, the US and Canada. Mm-hmm. But on that channel, you'll be able to see a whole plethora of stories from the Caribbean and the diaspora. Now, a Nancy Sound Splash is actually coming up again this Sunday.
Okay.
I'm a part of that again.
Okay.
For those of you who are unfamiliar with a Nancy Sound Splash, it is an 8-legged festival that focuses on the importance of storytelling and oral literature and how it can create a regional impact, you know. So using storytelling and oral literature to dissect issues such as climate justice and social issues and gender violence. And it has been going on, like I said, for about 12 years now. It was created by Dr. Amina Blackwood Meeks. Okay. She is the founder. She is an excellent storyteller and orator at the Edna Manley College of Arts. Uh-huh. And she has a storytelling foundation called the Untukuma Foundation. And so she would have partnered with the Jamaica National Library Service mm-hmm. to put this festival and conference on.
All right. So let's take this caller quickly, last call of the day, and then I want you to tell us about chasing
okay. Catching shadows.
Catching okay. shadows. Sorry, I'm chasing man still. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Good morning, you still there?
Echo.
That's also a story.
Yeah.
Sorry, we lost you, caller. Okay, so tell us, NAGB has mm-hmm. a new show up called Double Dutch 8, mm-hmm. and you, along with a number of other people, mm-hmm. a small group, I think, mm-hmm. are a part of a short film called
Catching Shadows,
mm-hmm. by Tamika Galanis.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
So, Catching Shadow, the film features, it's a spiritual story highlighting mm-hmm. the significance of the sacred silk cotton trees. So, you know, we have a lot of silk cotton trees in the Bahamas, especially here in Nassau, but a lot of people don't know the connection to it. And that's because it's a spiritual connection that's tied to the word that we scared to say, Obeah, right?
Uh-huh.
And so, apart from the silk cotton tree being tied to Obeah, we know that it was a communal space where people used to gather. People even used the silk cotton tree for their medicine. But Tamika's vision was to capture this story of catching shadow from the silk cotton tree. Now, what catching shadow is in the Mayal tradition, uh-huh. we don't have so much of a Mayal tradition here in the Bahamas, but we have an Obeah tradition. And what it is an Obeah person can take your spirit and tie it to a silk cotton tree by nailing it, right? So if you walk up to a silk cotton tree and you see a nail in that, that means somebody's spirit is trapped in the tree because the silk cotton tree...
Man, I'm not going to do that to you all today.
It's said to be the home of spirits. Well, yeah. Both malevolent and benevolent. So what I did in the film was I caught these shadows from the tree, which were my ancestors.
And you freed them.
Right? And I freed them. I went to the tree to release one shadow. And in releasing one shadow, you know, you create a whole chain link and everybody is released.
Oh, wow.
So that's what the film is about. It was a really, really powerful piece.
And
we shot it in Adelaide and... Go up and see it because I think it's only going to be up until November 30th.
Featuring the voice and...
Featuring myself and featuring the voice of Charlotte Henné, who is a prolific Bahamian poet residing in Canada.
And writer.
And
creative
and
thinker.
All-around black magic woman.
Yes, yes. Big up, Charlotte. Big up, Charlotte. Big up, Princess Pratt. Now, listen, I'm all out of time. I gotta go. I got a couple songs left on my playlist, so I'm gonna let you choose. Are we going to end this story with Love Alone by George Simonet, with Sailor Man Song by Basil B.J. Smith, or with Bonefish Foley by Phil Stubbs.
Oh, man, that's a tough one, because I love me some Phil Stubbs, our greatest Bahamian song storyteller. And I think Saxons have the best version of Bonefish Foley, even though I's a roots.
And I's a spirit, the greatest.
But I think for the sake of all things story, we got to hear the Sailor Man Song.
Okay.
We gotta hear the Sailor Man Song.
Take us out with Sailor Man Song by Basil B.J. Smith. Although we have to know that Love Alone by George Simonet may be one of the most prolific stories coming out of the Bahamas.
Okay.
But what is more important than the Sailor Man Song?
That's right.
What a story to tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I hope you all enjoyed this story in song. And this story in person.
Thank you for having
the great
me
Princess Pratt. I got to have you back on.
Yes, because I ain't telling no story today. So
right.
You got to bring me back to tell a story.
Absolutely. All and right? After today, I can give you a story to tell. Dear Bahamian men, if you see me, run.
Aaron catching you today.
I catching you.
Don't nail no silk cotton tree.
I got on my RBDF shirt. I ain't going to do that to you, though. Anyway, also, remember, An Evening in Guanima by Patricia Glinton McCullis is a great collection of local stories, as well as Luska.
We didn't get to touch on this. We got to talk about this.
We'll bring you back with Patricia McCullis. Anyway, I'm all out of time. Thank you to my producer, April. We got to go. It's 11 o'clock.
Have a good and safe weekend, Bahamas.
Levon Miller and Unleash is up next.
That's my glass, mate.
Show by the stars above. What goes up must come down. Here's a man that is born of a woman, has about a short time to live. Ooh, golly gray, yeah, need it barely now, yeah. That's the Sailor Man song. Golly gray, yeah, need it barely now, yeah. It's the Sailor Man song. Ooh, it's on blue.